As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm 19 Keys, and this is high-level conversation.
Right? And we all know we have that power. And at some point, we have to see the power of community and of collectivity and really be selfless, really be equal. Because, like, even when you ask a question about what things be the most, right, I said the people, right? But that's ego talking, right? That's emotions talking. Because if I really look at what things, it's the fact that we're even in these conditions. Right? It's the racism that we still have to go through and sexism in this day and time, because everything that happens to us is intentional, right? And so, you know, what they did to black men in terms of making them, quote, criminals. They weren't criminals. They weren't breaking a law. You came and put a law in our community and put drugs in our community and made them criminals. Made them drug dealers, made them drug addicts, right? Made them rob and steal to get drugs, right? Made mothers unable to take care of their children, and so you took their children out their home and put them in these businesses that you set up to take care of children, right? So it's all intentional. And that's just a copy of what they did, slavery, right? And so the more our folks get knowledge, the more we're able to stand in our square from the space in which we come and really make spiritual change. Because really the only person we can change is ourselves, right?
I think the spiritual change is what's going to make the real change and the real impact. The world's gonna go through the spiritual dryness as it is. People are gonna feel the pain from their disconnection. And it's going to make them want to reconnect at a higher level. And that reconnection is going to create a completely new generation, because they're now going to experience what it's like to be without God. You know what I mean? To rebel against that. And then they're going to want those values and those morals so much that when they get it, they're going to become addicted to that. And it's going to espouse this whole new culture around that. And you're going to see, from my belief, a youth starts to go in that direction just because they've done everything else, right? And so now they have to go back to what's right, because that's the only thing that's going to be left. In hip-hop, look at it, going all the way from Doja Cat dressing up as a demon. Like, you can't go no further than that. It's over. So what do you do after that? The only other place is turn around, go back to God. So when we get to places, because I get doing this, doing any of this work, when you're helping people and you're doing things that are considered revolutionary, you're going to take a blunt force. And sometimes what I realize is that you have to diagnose your own issues as well. Because part of what makes you great is your problems, right? This addiction to helping people, right? Because you got to be the hero in the narrative in people's stories. How can I help you? How can I help you? And that's the way you learn to love. Right? And so it's always giving, always helping people instead of sitting back and learning that I don't have to help you to be loved. Right? That becomes the love language of warriors, is helping and being the savior at all times. And so sometimes, though, you get to that point where it's like, it's the thing you want to do and it's what God wants you to do. And if you're not doing the thing that God wants you to do, it's not going to work. Exactly. So you're going to get to that point that it's always going to be a brick wall because you've already done what you said, everything you can say. You've done what you can done. In this space, you've done the work. Now, what's the graduation? Because one thing I get from Pac is like, when he was like, you know, yeah, thug life is like a high school diploma. I was a thug. They can't never take it away. But you don't stay in high school. You graduate, right? It doesn't mean that you don't no longer have your diploma, your high school degree, and your experiences. But now I move forward. I'm going to always have my diploma. And I'm going to always be a part of the thug life. But we graduate. So where's the graduation for the revolutionaries, for the activists? That goes into the way you do things. It goes into what you do. It goes into how you do them. It goes into even into why you do them. Right? It has to look into this age. What is the best way to do it? There are some things that work well. Keep doing those things. But what are things that you can do better? And when you start asking your question, what I can do better, a lot of times you don't want to do that because that's the uncomfortable thing. Right? So we often demonize the way we see other people doing things because it's like, well, traditionally, this worked for me. Yeah. I don't know about that shit you're doing over there. It might be working, but I still don't know. I listen a lot, and I just listen to language, and it's like we can recognize something work and still not want to do it because that's not the way we work.
Yeah.
Right? But that's the way God works. So we have to get to a point where the revolution has to be spirited based on, you know, back into that godly intelligence. We have to move based on the best way that, yeah, we got to do the research, but it has to be execution because we have seen things funded just for research, right? But there was no development, right? And then we have to get to a point where everybody has to be.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Use whatever. If your ego is you want to be out there in front of the TV, we're going to put you in front of the TV, but you better make sure you speak our agenda, right? If your movement is supposed to be centered around the people, then you have to be transparent, and we have to understand beyond what your grief is, beyond what your beef is with another person, we don't care. If it's for the people, it don't matter your feelings in the first place. So you can't spearhead your movement based on your personal grievances, right? Not if it's supposed to be for the people, because at that point, it's no longer for the people. It's to satisfy you and your desires in the way you want to customize it in the best way you feel like you can get things out of it. So we at this point in time where we know we don't have no excuses. All we have to do is share information. We have to create this constitution and we have to fund it ourselves because if we don't fund it, I don't even think nobody else should fund it, right? If we don't begin, if you don't put the money in the pot first, how you gonna ask somebody else to start it off? The most beautiful thing I heard about Harry Belafonte, him being the first person to have a platinum, you know, album, but he said he funded the civil rights movement, right? That's being for the people, putting your money where your mind is. Everything we do have been independent. We funded it ourselves. We go on tour, we fund it. We do high-level conversations, we fund it. Because I already know nobody else is going to do that. But when you fund it, you have a proven model. And when that proven model, now you can figure out how to get the interest of other people that want to be involved to help fund it as well. Regardless, their interests don't have to be yours. It has to be for the strategy to get to the overall desire, which is to win this war so that we won't have to continue to fight the same war over and over and over. Listen, I'm 19 Keys. Make sure y'all continue to support organizations, right, such as Life Camp, brothers such as Jay Jordan and everything that he's doing, and everybody who's fighting this movement. But to me, one of the most important things is check up on them. Who gonna say the heroes? Right? Everybody that's out there doing the work, you know, it's not just their job, right? It's the people's job to make sure that the works get done. It's the people's job to make sure that they continue to develop to be even greater warriors, right? It's the people's job that's working in those corporate positions that work and control the funding. It's everybody's job to help society get better. So the people that has made it their specific job to work on aspects of society for the betterment, everybody's going to benefit if they do their job well. So that means that it wasn't just the Black Panthers' job to be out there in front of the police. And then when the tactics were made against them, they started doing drugs and all sort of issues happened. What was the people that helped them? What was the people that made sure that they can still eat? Because they couldn't go get a job after they put themselves on the front line, right? So you want frontline soldiers, but you don't want to help them on the back end. To me, that makes no sense. And to me, nobody owes the people that if the people don't owe them as well. It's a two-way street. You can't say you love your revolutionaries if you don't actually have a duty towards them like they have towards you. So these are people that put their life before the movement, right? And now they got to put more movement in their life. I'm 19 Keys. Make sure y'all tap into the next high-level conversation with Mo Solutions. Peace.
Now listen, a little housekeeping. We have Sports Moss. Sports Moss is what I've been using to get big. Now, I know some of y'all been seeing me and y'all been asking me if I'm going to play the next Black Adam, right? Y'all want to know if I'm going to get into wrestling or into boxing or I'm going to start bodybuilding and all those things. Now, the answer is no, right? I'm developing these broad shoulders and arms and legs because I can, right? I wanted to develop myself into the greater version, but I couldn't do it without the Sports Moss. Two of these a day, and it increases adenosine triphosphate, which helps deliver that oxygen to my blood while I'm working out, right? And then it helps decrease recovery time. So in this, it says we got the elderberry in there, we got the vitamin D, the sea moss, the zinc, and the cordyceps. Now that conversation, I had you tapped in. This is the Super Saiyan, you understand me, pill right here. Yeah, then we got the vitamin C moss, we have smart moss, so each one does something different. Y'all know we don't be getting enough sun, so you got to get that vitamin D in you anyway to regulate the hormones. You got to get that vitamin C because we don't naturally produce ascorbic acid, so you got to get it through food or some sort of supplementation in order for you to be balanced. You got to get that green tea extract in there, help build up that immune system. Now, we got shrooms, but not the shrooms that give you the psychedelic experience, right? But it is the shrooms that help you increase your psychic abilities, meaning your mind, meaning your brain. Right. As we age and we develop, we get old, decrepit, can't remember things, start to lose things. So we got to tap in, especially in a world that's constantly making us mentally exhausted. Then, of course, we got the goal. Now, y'all already know the goal, man. A goal to have us tapped into our electrical wiring systems to where your brain synapses is firing just like you was a baby. You're constantly developing, regrowing and reflowing. Right. So if you want to tap into those energy systems of mineralizations that I use to tap into my body, rather than being infused with the chemicalizations to where you no longer got body, y'all come tap into the Gold Water Pills, man.
I'm 19 Keys, and this is High Level Conversation.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.